Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Does the public not have a right to know?
The public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It is balloon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because, I mean, I think that you did at a dinner call Donald Trump effing crazy.
Yeah, that was funny. It was a roast. It was a funny joke.
Tonight, we are honoring our man of the hour, Dean Martin. You heard the applause, Dean, I'd worry.
I think it's uncomfortable serving with people who engage in what many experts deem stochastic terrorism.
Thanks, word a day calendar.
Whoosh. Am I taking blame for inflation? No. Why not? Because it was already there when I got here, man.
Hey, back off, man.
Oh, okay, dude. I wouldn't want you to have a cow, man.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Look, boss, up in the sky. It is balloon. Okay, I didn't quite get the quote right from Fantasy Island, but let's hear the F Troop quote again. This has been all, everybody had the same idea at this morning or last night when they heard about the balloon. The balloon.
It is balloon!
Those are the Hekawi Indians on F Troop. All right, 844-500-4242. That is the big story of the day, the Chinese weather balloon. And it's just it's really a symbol of the Brandon administration and its fecklessness and its corruption and the fact that this balloon has just floated over here and they didn't do anything about it. You know, they you know, as Marco Rubio said, the senator from Florida, they could have taken it down, you know, in Montana or South Dakota, where there aren't that many people. I mean, there are military operations there. You know, there's a lot of training goes on, I think, especially in Montana. But they could have taken it down pretty easily. And now it's in Kansas. And you know, the Pentagon, they have this insane response to it. And so they asked the reporters today at the Pentagon, this guy Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. I guess he's Kirby's assistant, or is Kirby moved full time over to the White House to assist KJP? But anyway, he was asked by reporters if they could give an update. You know, I mean, you know, they have the NORAD. On Christmas Eve, they have the NORAD radar screens of where Santa Claus and the sleigh is, right? This is real stuff going on. Don't you think we deserve to know what's going on? But this, cut 14.
Classified.
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand my being convenient, but does the public not have a right to know if
the balloon is over their state? The public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
But Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. What if you're not in Kansas?
The balloon is here.
You know, I someone else I think of today when I was listening to all these stories, reading them, watching it on TV, was Rush Limbaugh. Remember the when he used to do in the early in his career with the condoms, and he'd play the Fifth Dimension, up and away in a beautiful balloon, just really 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 something. I miss Rush on days like this. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Is this balloon gate? What does this mean? All right. So here's another thing, too. The balloon will be over for a few days. Why don't they shoot it down? I mean, Donald Trump, I don't know that he would have shot it down immediately, but the first thing he would have done was call China and say, you know, what the hell's going on here? You know, can you handle this a little bit for me? Can you get to the bottom of this, or we're going to shoot it down? How tough can it be to shoot it down? 844-500-4242. There've been big scandals with things like this in the past, and I know Japan was at war with us in the 1940s when they sent the balloons over here, and they were balloons carrying bombs. So when they fell down, they would explode, and people would run up to them, and then they would explode. A number of people were killed. There was probably under 10, but they did some damage. A bigger scandal though was the U2 case in the spy plane that was they were flying over the Soviet Union, and they were just, I think it was a CIA plane, and there was a guy, Francis Gary Powers, he was the pilot, and this was these were super secret missions, and I don't know if he got shot down or was just it was just damaged, the plane, there was a mechanical breakdown, but it went down. And so the U.S. military or the CIA had equipped all the pilots with poison pills, cyanide or something else, and he was supposed to kill himself rather than be taken into custody by the Soviets, but he didn't. So he was taken into custody. It was a major embarrassment in the last years or months of the Eisenhower administration back in 1960. So, you know, this kind of spying has always gone on, but you're not supposed to get caught at it. And the country that's being spied upon has a right to be angry, unless, of course, they're being paid. The leaders of the country are being paid off by the company that is spying. And I mean, what else are we supposed to think? I mean, again, this all comes back to Hunter Biden. More and more in this administration, everything comes back to Hunter Biden in one way or another. And in this case, you have you can't help but think about the fact that when Brandon was vice president, Hunter went on Air Force Two with him to China on the trip. Isn't that? I mean, you know, hey, I'm going to China. It's a very delicate diplomatic mission. I think I'll take my crackhead, stripper-chasing, alcoholic son with me. And then shortly thereafter, his crackhead, alcoholic, stripper-chasing son gets an investment deal of like $1.5 billion, which is still, he said he was going to get out of, but apparently he's never gotten out of it. And at the moment that he does extricate, if that's the right word, himself from the deal, he's going to get tens of millions of dollars, which buys a lot of pole dances and strippers and crack and cocaine and every other damn thing. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We've got people are making suggestions about what's on the balloon, and I'll give you a tease. That is the poll question. You'll have a choice about what's in the balloon. I just can't believe it though. Everything here is just such a mess. I've got a David Horowitz column that he wrote. It was posted on Powerline blog. And he's suggesting that we actually turned over Afghanistan to the Red Chinese, that this wasn't like a botched military operation. It just looks like a botched military operation, that we just handed it to them. And increasingly, it does look like we handed Afghanistan to them. China is moving in now into Afghanistan. I mentioned yesterday there was a story that they're providing drones to the Taliban to keep the Northern Alliance or any other group that wants to do these terrible things like reopen the schools for women in Afghanistan or not execute gays at halftime as the entertainment at the soccer games, which the Taliban did. And you know, that's why we were there, and we had them under control. There were no casualties from the U.S. And then Brandon pulled out, and now China owns the country basically. And what I mean, again, good luck with China. You know, it didn't work out for Britain. It didn't work out for Soviet Union. It didn't work out for us. Maybe it'll work out for China. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says the Chinese balloon won't be shot down. It's carrying another laptop owned by Hunter. Now, I did not put that one in the list, but we will have the entire list here in just a moment of all the potentials that we came up with for what may be inside the Chinese balloon, and we'll take your calls on this. I know everybody wants to talk about it. It's Friday, and it's a cold day, and you know, if you want to just goof around with the balloon, I mean, what can we do? I mean, it's easy to be angry about what's going on, but I mean, there's nothing we can do. I mean, this whole administration is a comedy of errors. And just one disaster after another. This one is a combination of a foreign policy and a domestic disaster all rolled into one. So I guess this is kind of the Biden administration in microcosm. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You've asked, you've waited, and now it's here. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO sale is on. Winter is also here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually the mailroom manager and I love lavender, but this was beyond horrible. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm took away the bad smell in no time and left the air smelling pure and clean. No fake, lingering aromas. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty. 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 Not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Chief, may I have a riddle for you? What has big round shape, carries man and dog, and flies?
Me give up. What has big round shape, carries man and dog, and flies?
May not know either, but... there it is.
It is balloon!
That show should have lasted a lot longer than, 2 years? 844-500-4242. In 2023, everyone needs Raycons. You get the perfect in-ear fit and a 32-hour battery life at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What else is in the Chinese weather balloon? The new COVID virus from Wuhan, more cash for Hunter Biden, illegal aliens, or Brandon's classified documents?
We could have added many more, but I figured that would suffice. I'm going to go with cash for Hunter. He's in a jam.
Cash for Hunter at 29%. Good for second place. 51% is the new COVID virus from Wuhan. 16% believe it's Brandon's classified documents. Only 4% believe it's illegal aliens. After all, there are easier ways for them to get here.
That's true. And it could also be takeout, some General Gao's chicken or some such thing. But I would say Hunter's cash is number one, and the Wuhan virus for me is number two. 844-500-4242. Yeah, but the texters seem to think it's the new virus. They tell us there's nothing dangerous in there, but of course they also told us that Trump was Trump was a nativist and a racist and a xenophobe for shutting down the air travel from China 3 years ago this month. Remember that? And then Biden did the same thing when they got a much milder version came through. But he wasn't a racist or a xenophobe or a nativist because Democrats. Pence, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pence.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but let's float this.
Oh,
one
go up. Right ahead.
What do you think about this? The Trojan horse is the balloon. It's the new Wuhan coming in, and that's, we're just kind of letting it happen.
Well, I mean, we let everything else happen. We let all the fentanyl come into the country. We let all these criminals come into the country. How about this, Pence, for a conspiracy theory? The balloon is on its way to it's on its way to New York City, and it wants to stay at either the Roe Hotel or the Watson Hotel with all the other illegal alien criminals that have come into the country the last few days. Yeah. What the hell? Thanks for the call, Pence. Byron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Byron.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm going to pose several questions here. I've heard a few of the comments. How do we know in what avenue this so-called weather balloon ended up in the middle of the country? Did it come across the Pacific?
Well, obviously, I mean, it came across the Pacific. It came through Canada, and you know, I mean, Justin Trudeau makes Joe Biden look like Winston Churchill, you know. So, I mean, the Canadians aren't going to do anything.
I mean, did they launch it there, or did they just let it fly over? And
I think they just let it fly over. I mean, it's the winds. It's easy to get on the winds. It just what, like I said, in World War II, the Japanese just let some go from Japan, and they ended up in the United States.
So why did we even let it approach the United States to the point that it's
very good question that I don't have the answer to, Byron. That's a question for the President of the United States and the Secretary of the Military, as he calls Lloyd Austin, or even the Pentagon spokesman. And you know what? None of them are going to answer the question for you because, you know, they love the Chinese. Joe Biden said the Chinese are not a problem. They're certainly not a problem for his son. They gave his son $1.5 billion to invest as he sees fit. Thanks for the call, Byron. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, a little balloon tech here for you. They can pretty much control where it goes by using the jet stream altitude on the balloon. Very high sophisticated. Number two, couldn't shoot it down because I'm sure the Chinese have a self-destruct device in it and they don't want to blow it up. They might want to try to capture it over the Atlantic or something. And number three, is this what Joe Biden would call a minor incursion like in Ukraine?
Yeah, this is a minor incursion. So it's in the middle of the country now. It's in Kansas, literally the middle of the country, and nothing has been done about it. Not a thing. And the only thing is that Blinken, who's afraid of his own shadow, has canceled his trip to further surrender the United States interests to the Red Chinese. Thanks for the call. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
So kind of a two-part question. First part is, why the hell haven't we shot it down yet? And that plays in my other question. If U.S. officials say they didn't know how long it's been in the U.S., how can we see somebody taking a crap in the Congos and we don't know when a balloon is flying over our own airspace?
You know what? That's a good point. I mean, we blow up these Muslim terrorists all over the world in some of the most godforsaken hellholes there are, and we take them out one car, and no camels are collateral damage. That's a good point, Susan. Very quickly, Susan.
I was just remembering Nancy Pelosi's trips to Taiwan. I'm sure the Chinese found that very kind of ballsy. And, you know, this is just a balloon, but they had Nancy Pelosi on what they consider their territory. And I thought it was kind of ballsy of her, too. I was very impressed.
I'm sure there was money involved in it. I hate to be a cynic, but, you know, they don't do anything unless there's money involved. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
We know that choosing a financial planner is a big decision. Planning for your retirement can be intimidating, so you want someone with experience who can help guide you through the challenges and the risks.
At Cutter Financial Group, we're grateful to have been voted the Upper Cape's best financial planner 3 years in a row. We truly believe that everyone deserves better, and we all work to ensure our clients have a bright financial future.
Find out what our clients already know.
Visit CutterFinancialGroup.com.
Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
603 says Hunter Biden is jealous of how high the Chinese spy balloon is.
Ha, 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 ha.
I just tweeted out an old story from the Smithsonian, and it's about the Japanese balloon bomb in World War II. I thought there was more than one. I think they caused forest fires, but they only killed one group of people. They killed six Americans on May 5th, 1945 in Bligh, Oregon. It was a Sunday school picnic outing, and the Japanese had this balloon bomb and killed a pregnant woman and five children in addition to the woman and her unborn child. So that was they were the only casualties in the mainland United States in the United States during World War II. So check it out. It's I just tweeted it out. Go to at Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Now it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. The U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.4%, the Labor Department said Friday. Reading now from Breitbart, the revisions to the prior numbers indicate the labor market was even hotter than thought. Fed officials have said that softening demand for labor is the key to bringing inflation down to their 2% target.
Yeah, there's an interesting story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today saying the bosses are back in charge.
I saw that.
And you know why that is? Because there aren't as many jobs out there, despite the people going back to work. I mean, they're having to go back to work as the welfare programs from COVID end, and they have no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Another story this weekend. Jill Biden is a very busy lady. She was at the Eagles game last weekend. And
that would
this
be Dr. Jill to you, Grace.
Sorry, Nana. Dr. Jill. Dr. B. She'll be headed to California to present at the Grammy Awards.
Nana!
The Grammy Awards?
Yes. She'll be presenting.
She could meet more people in the parking lot of a market basket on as frigid as the weather is going to be this weekend.
You know what's interesting? This is from the Daily Mail. It says she's not the only first lady to appear at the Grammy Awards, and they go on to list other first ladies, including Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, who actually won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for her book It Takes a Village. Notably absent from this, Melania Trump.
Perhaps.
Yeah, she didn't
kind of like
any.
from the covers of all the fashion magazines that nobody reads anymore.
Yes. Now this is one of my favorite stories of the day. Gavin Newsom's wife. Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Newsom, earned $1.4 million charging schools to screen her documentaries.
Didn't a former mayor of Baltimore and a Senate president, Maryland, go to prison for doing things like this?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Writing
what's
books
different.
and then peddling them to public school systems that were reliant on her money.
This seems even worse because she's charging $49 to $599 to screen the films. The books,
right,
at least were semi-reasonable.
Yeah, the books only cost like a few bucks a piece, and you only had to buy a couple of hundred of them
to make her happy.
Yeah, to make her, or to make sure your budget wasn't cut.
Yeah, this is a paragraph from Fox News, and it involves a lot of nonprofit, for-profit verbiage, so just bear with me, everyone, but try to understand this. It says, Newsom's nonprofit released four films for which she is credited as a writer and director advocating for gender justice. Newsom's gender identity films are produced through her for-profit operation, Girls Club Entertainment, which is then licensed by the nonprofit, The Representation Project, to public schools.
Is this the woman who had sex with Harvey Weinstein and had to testify about it at the recent criminal trial?
She definitely had relations with him.
Yes.
Yes, I believe.
And she claimed she was coerced into it, and then his defense attorneys introduced all the lovey-dovey slobbering emails she sent him after they had sex.
Yeah, well, her documentary screened included such woke titles as Misrepresentation, The Mask You Live In, The Great American Lie, and Fair Play. All titles were licensed to public schools in all 50 states, and Governor Gavin Newsom had a cameo. He appeared in at least two films screened.
Did Harvey Weinstein have a cameo in the movie?
No, I don't think he was included, but she let her husband appear. I wonder if he had to audition for the role. Open the Book said the documentaries were licensed to individuals, corporations, and schools and came with their own lesson plans. Speaking of schools, though, the Biden administration wants healthy school meals, less sugar and salt. Tell me if you've heard this one before.
I think I have heard this one before, and it was when Michelle Obama was the first lady, and then we had more food being thrown out than is being thrown out by the illegal aliens that are staying at the formerly luxury hotels in New York City.
Yeah, I hadn't really paid attention to this, Howie, until I saw that Representative Elise Stefanik in New York was challenging something about chocolate milk. And when I read about chocolate milk, I'm not a big chocolate milk girl, but I know a lot of people who are. My sister loves chocolate milk. So I started doing some digging, and this story came up that the U.S. agricultural officials proposed Friday new nutrition standards for school meals, including the first limits on added sugar. Now that's going to target...
So he doesn't care about all the fentanyl that's crossing the southern border and actually killing people, but we have to do something about the scourge of chocolate milk.
Yes, the cereal.
Okay.
The sugary cereal. It says, under the plan, for instance, an 8-ounce container of chocolate milk could contain no more than 10 grams of sugar. Some popular flavored milks now contain twice that amount. It also limits sugary, grainy desserts like muffins or donuts to no more than twice a week at breakfast.
I mean, you know, you probably shouldn't eat a lot of muffins, but they're very tasty.
Yeah,
I would hate for someone to tell me I couldn't eat a muffin.
I mean, I think
I'd be pretty angry, actually.
I think what's worse than people maybe eating a little bit too much sugar when they're, you know, at school is not eating at all. Like you said, throwing away a full meal.
You know what's really, you know what really makes a muffin good, Grace?
The sugary
pieces
on top.
They drizzle the sugar, the melted sugar on top.
Yeah, on a blueberry muffin, that's the best. And then it like cracks off.
Cranberry muffins are pretty good. Lemon poppy seed muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Corn muffins.
I even like the chocolate chip muffins sometimes. I think the best is blueberry muffins, though. You can't beat a blueberry.
I agree.
Howie, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I do think it's worth repeating. Don Lemon in the hot seat. There's a lot of people in the hot seat today. There was news about Don Lemon, about Matt Lauer, a lot of temper tantrums. According to sources, Don Lemon blew up at Caitlin Collins. You know, the three of them are co-hosting the morning show now. And apparently, it's not going that well. It's been a little bit of a bumpy ride.
Yeah, and it was seen apparently by members of the show's crew, which means more people saw it than if it had been shown on the air. because there are more people in the crew than there are actually in the audience in TV land.
Well, that's what I thought was kind of weird, because it says, like, oh, he's not used to sharing the limelight. And I'm thinking, well, it's not that much limelight. You know what I mean? It's...
Is he used to sharing the lemon light?
That was actually a pretty good one. That deserves a ha-ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Dawn screamed to Caitlin, who was visibly upset and ran out of the studio. You know, I'm not Caitlin Collins. It's like, I don't agree with a lot of her politics, but I've pulled more sound of Caitlin Collins, you know, getting to the bottom of things than Don Lemon or anyone else from CNN. She at least asked tough questions, so I don't know why he's giving her such a hard time. Apparently, it's because he thinks during the segment that caused this blow-up that she was interrupting him.
You know, I know I'm an old-timer, Grace, and all that, but in the old days, if you were in TV for a few years and you ended up on a network, chances are you'd been in a couple of scrapes covering stories, and you wouldn't get what did they say? They were rattled. The crew was rattled Don Lamone.
They're all
Don Lamone
up.
Screaming at somebody. Boy,
Howie,
they must have led sheltered lives, these people.
What I just kept thinking was, if you're on CNN, okay, you're getting a big paycheck, right? And you're in prime time, and no one's watching your show, so they move you to morning. At this point, I gotta think, you know you're holding on for dear life. So maybe you don't want to rock the boat. Maybe you just want to play nice.
He checks the boxes, though, Grace. He checks the boxes.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, look what happened to Matt Lauer when he got in a jam. I mean, you know, that was a pretty embarrassing situation that Don Lamone got into a couple of times.
Speaking
in the
of,
bar. And then didn't he? No, that was Shep Smith that got into the dispute over the parking space in Tallahassee or somewhere. I'm sorry. I wonder why am I getting Shep Smith and Don Lamone confused?
Well, Howie, speaking of Matt Lauer, you know, you worked with him at one point, correct?
He was a little after me, but yeah, he has the Channel 7 brand on his backside like so many of us.
He's thinking about making a comeback, and I think he could use your support right now.
Maybe he and Don Lamone could be put together and talk about their adventures.
He's like testing the water. He wants to see. He's aware that people might not want him back, but he's feeling it out. And they keep comparing him to Megyn Kelly. I'm like, what did she do? She wasn't accused of having a button on her desk.
Megyn Kelly got, I mean, she was not my favorite, but she kind of got framed, didn't
oh,
she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was getting
no ratings, and they were just looking for a way to take her out. And
100%.
They found one, and, you know, talking about blackface, and they saved themselves $20, $30, $40 million.
Absolutely. Howie, there's a good segment coming up, so I'm going to end it here.
All right. Thank you, Grace. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to? Well, resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with J.J. Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to the cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to these rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There is no need to sink money into the property before selling, even a property with a failed septic. No Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, there is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, take control with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Throughout New England, Howie and Grace listeners have taken control and sold with J.J. Manning. Take control this year. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep it practice.
Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Car Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Car, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, Valentine's Day is coming up shortly, and this is a perfect Valentine's Day gift for all the guys out there. It's a very popular recurring cheap bastard deal. The Kathy Ireland Gym Spa turns your $1,000 dishwasher into a $1,000 jewelry cleaning and sanitizing machine. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, high-grade polymer, and no mechanical parts, the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa ensures a lifetime of clean and sanitized jewelry, and it looks beautiful when it comes out. You'll be blown away by how great it looks. While supplies last this afternoon, you can order the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa Jewelry Cleaning System, an $80 value for just $40. Your significant other will love it if she doesn't already have one. Get yours now at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. With us now is David Bellman to tell us more about the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. David, thanks for being with us. Grace is around too because she loves it. Everyone and every woman in her family has got one, right, Grace?
Yes, sir. And I actually have my wedding rings on right now. And Dave, you can attest, are these sparkling clean?
Good job.
It's because I put them in the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa and I do it, you know, every once in a while. And it really, it lasts a long time and it's so much easier. I used to have to bring my jewelry to the mall to get it cleaned.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, what we use in a jewelry store to clean jewelry is nothing different than what's in the dishwasher. So why not just invent a container that'll hold the jewelry safely, and then you just put it in the dishwasher with your dishes so it's convenient. So what we do at our house is we'll run our dishwasher at night. So when we wake up in the morning, we open it up, dishes are clean, jewelry's clean, we're ready to go. And nothing could be easier. And you know what's interesting, just so people know, they wonder if it's safe or not. You know, on our show, we've been doing this with you now for several years, and we've sold thousands and thousands of gem spas to your listeners. And one interesting fact is that of all the units that we've sold so far, we've only had one return.
Wow!
Out of all those. And usually in a retail for radio or television, the rate's usually 10 to 20%, you know, that people send things back. For us, it's only been one item, and the only reason that one was sent back was because the guy didn't realize that they needed a dishwasher to clean their jewelry with the cleaner, so he missed out important.
He was just going to put it on the on the kitchen table and wait for it to get clean.
I honestly don't know, but that's what happened. But other than that, every single one that we've sold through you so far has everyone has kept it and they've loved it, and it works as Grace said.
And you know, Grace said, you know, you have to take it to the jewelry store downtown or in the mall, wherever you go. But it also costs money to get it clean. Whereas this, you just put it into the top of the dishwasher, and it doesn't cost you anything once you make the initial investment. And in this case, it's only $40.
Yeah, and with like you said, the surgical grade stainless steel and the polymer plastics that we use, it should last a lifetime, literally. I mean, I have mine. I've had it now for maybe the newest version for at least 5-6 years, and it looks exactly the same as it did the day I took it out of the box.
And you know what I notice is that if I don't have clean jewelry, the difference you get in reaction from people, like if you have clean jewelry, you think you just bought it. People stop you and go, "Oh, that's so beautiful." And if your jewelry is dirty, you might not notice, but it's just no one gives you any compliments on it.
Yeah, exactly. You could have the most beautiful diamond in the world, but if it's all full of gunk, I mean, you know, you can't tell.
So, but there are a couple of things you can't put in, right? I just want to let people know that before they get on to HowieCarShow.com and click on store to buy it.
Yeah.
Is it pearls you can't put in?
Very good. Pearls, opals, and turquoise are probably the most popular. But, you know, I also today want to take the opportunity to tell you a little bit about my store, you know, Bellman Jewelers, and what we're doing. You know, something that's been new to the industry and I think to a lot of people is the lab-grown diamonds. I don't know if you're familiar with these or not, but they're literally growing diamonds in factories that have the same chemical composition as natural diamonds. And they're able to do it at such a low price compared to digging them out of the ground and all the work that goes through, you know, the mining process. We're able to sell these diamonds that have the same chemical properties as natural diamonds for 90% less than a natural diamond.
So is this like zircon, or is this different than the zircon?
It, it's such a perfect match. It has this exact same chemical composition as a natural diamond. So if you brought a diamond to me, I'm a gemologist. I've been trained. I can tell a real diamond from a fake diamond, but I can't tell a lab diamond from a natural diamond. The only way I can do it is we have to buy a special machine that you put the stone into, and if it glows a certain color, that's how you know that it's not natural. But other than that, by looking at it, it's got the same durability. I mean, it's literally all the same chemical compositions of a natural diamond. They're just able to reproduce it in a lab.
And how much cheaper is it?
90% cheaper.
Wow. So anyone who really wanted one of these diamonds, they can get it at such a lower price point and still enjoy kind of the glamour of the diamond.
Oh, unbelievable. I would say 80% of the people that come in our store right now are asking for lab diamonds. We're not even promoting them. Yeah, we're not saying, hey, here's
how many
natural.
Of the guys that are buying the lab diamonds are not telling the people?
Oh,
the
that would be a bad thing to do, because and we tell them that too. But it's the women. A lot of time women come in with them, and they're looking for the lab diamond. And the reason is because based on their budget, they can buy a diamond that's two or three times larger or more than what, for the amount of money they want to spend than if it was a natural stone.
They can go to Bellman Jewelers. It's on Elm Street. That's in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, if you want to check this out. Or go to what's your website, David?
It's Bellmans.com. Bellmans with an S. Yep.
Bellmans.com. Get the Gem Spa jewelry cleaning system right now. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Half price. I'm Howie Carr.